शून्यवाणी अंतर्याये सदाहिने। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते, गोपेशा गोपिका कंदा राधा कंदा नमोस्तुते। साप्तकंचन गौरांगी सारे वृंदावनेश्वरी, विषवाणुसुते देवी रमामि हरि प्रिये। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौरभक्तवृंद, पंचकल्पतरुमयश्च शिवायुर्वैव च अजिदानन्दवारेभ्यो महेश्वरेभ्यो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। May I suggest that we close the doors to the temple room so that those who are outside can talk in the loud way in which they like to talk, and we can feel so that two spaces for two different activities, we can listen in silence. You will give me that. What are we doing today, or what do we try to obtain today? Today we are celebrating the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur observes about such celebration something which I feel is very useful for our own spiritual development. He says, Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani. Madhava Titi means the festivals which are dear to Lord Madhava, the name of Krishna, which means he's just like the spring which makes the flowers blossom. So the festivals which are dear to this spring-like Lord Madhava cause bhakti to appear in the heart of those who celebrate this. It is described when Lord Krishna enters with his soft lotus feet into the forest of Vrindavan. The forest expands or bursts out into a festival of spring. That means flowers start to blossom everywhere. Where there were no flowers before, Krishna touches with his soft lotus feet the earth of the forest, that the trees get so exhilarated. Like our Adidev, who is a totally ecstatic photographer. The trees sprout fresh blossoms which come. So when you have a festival which is pleasing to Lord Krishna, then your heart starts to flower, to blossom. a flowering of the heart comes, because Krishna blesses you when you observe such festivals with bhakti, so that bhakti appears in the heart. Last year I saw a miracle in the temple, and this miracle is repeated. Please look for a moment on the altar. This is an altar totally dedicated to the Lord Madhava, who's like the spring who brings the flowers to blossom. See, even the decoration is made from flowers. Vrindavan Krishna even sometimes goes with flower shoes. His shoes are also made from flowers. He's so much a flower lover. And especially on a festival like this one, like the festival which is dedicated to Radharani, who's most dear to Lord Krishna, he will make the flower blossom. Do you know that in Sanskrit your heart is compared with a flower? It's even said, what's the color of the flower of your heart? It's a silverish white, like the rays of the moon. But unfortunately, the heart of most of the conditioned souls, the most people's heart, is closed nowadays. It is like a closed lotus flower. It withholds the fragrance of love inside. So we live in this day and age, in the century of the closed heart. I don't know if you also have closed hearts in New York. I think especially in these big towns, and New York shouldn't be an exception, I mean, most probably, the hearts are supposed to be closed, healed by the false ego. So when you celebrate properly such an appearance day, which is so dear to Krishna, he will take care that your heart begins to flower, to blossom, I wanted to say, almost like a lotus flower which is touched by the caressing hands of the moonbeams and then starts to open and then becomes a nice glowing lotus flower. I pray that you will come here to celebrate today, will experience this blossoming of your own heart. I pray that the chains of false ego, these iron chains which surround our hearts and give us only pain, break today, and your heart, which is touched by Lord Krishna and by Srimati Radharani's mercy, will open up like a flower. Flower which is touched by the Lord. That is my prayer. For this end, I would like to say something which always moves my heart, but it is very difficult if we do not manage to keep a peaceful atmosphere in the temple room. When we try to copy the bus station, grand station in the temple room, then it will be very difficult to create an atmosphere. So I will once again request you with a humble heart, kindly let us keep a peaceful atmosphere, silent and peaceful. It's important so that our minds can concentrate properly. There is a book called Sanat Kumar Samhita, which is here on the computer, and I hope I can tell you that this is a very moving text. at least for me personally, this text was spoken by Lord Sadashiva, who sat in deep meditation at the banks of the river Jamuna in Vrindavan. And there he was met by Narada Muni, who saw Shivaji with his top knot, long hair, in deep meditation, tears streaming from his eyes. And he made himself known. Narada Muni said, "Shivaji, Shivaji, oh Shivaji, Rade, Rade, Shivaji." And finally he caught his attention. And he asked him different questions, and one of his questions was, how can we attain Krishna? And Shiva said, "Narada Muni, believe it or not, I once asked this question to Krishna himself. He is most competent to answer this question." You know, if I ask Satyaraj Prabhu, the best of the writers, "Satyaraj Prabhu, how can I visit you? How can I attain your sacred abode?" And then he will say, "Well, you take this highway, then you go left, and then you go right, and then don't become bewildered by the signs. Follow my instructions, then go straight and you reach my house." Then I will say, "I'm practically there because you have told me the proper direction." So Shiva, Sadashiva said, "I once asked Krishna, how can one attain you? Please tell me the way." Are you interested in this question?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How much would you give for this answer? I mean, I'm not in coins. Everything. Here's one devotee who said, "I would give everything to know from Krishna how one can best attain." So the text continues. "Lord Krishna then said to me, 'O Shiva, you have spoken well. I will tell you a great secret which you should carefully conceal.'" Conceal means hide it. Don't talk it to everyone. "O sinless one, answer, a person who renounces all else, once surrenders to me and to Shivaji, and worships us as our dearest devotees, the gopis, worship us, attains us. No one else attains us." So today, you know, he says, Krishna says, we should once surrender him to him, one time. Today, let us forget everything, including our super developed mobile telephone. You know, let us renounce the telephone calls for a moment and just concentrate on this idea of surrendering to Radha Krishna. But then Krishna continues, "O Shiva, I will tell you even a secret which is deeper than this secret. A person who surrenders to me but not to my beloved Radha never attains me. This I tell you in truth." So we hear we cannot ignore Radha and just go alone to Krishna. What we hear, but then Krishna becomes more pointed. A person who once surrenders to her and tells her, "I am yours," attains me also without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. Amazing statement, isn't it? Would you like to hear it again? Good. A person who once surrenders to Srimati Radharani and tells her, "I am yours," attains me also without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. Then Lord Krishna continues. Imagine there's Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, the greatest of all devotees, who wants to know how to reach Krishna. Krishna tells him. He says, "Therefore, Shiva, a person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved. In this way, one becomes dear to me. I have spoken to you a very great secret, O Shiva. Please conceal it with great care. You also should take shelter of my beloved Radha, chant my mantras, and always stay in Sri Vrindavan, my abode." So then Lord Sarada Shiva ends this section. He says, "The Lord spoke the mantra into his right ear," and then So my dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, when you want to obtain God, you need to know how to do this. You need to surrender to the personality who is most dear to the Lord, and then tell to this personality, "Shri Radha, I'm yours." But before you can do this, you must feel a certain type of emptiness. And I request you now to listen very carefully, because you will hear something which at first will slightly upset you, because it's so new, it is so uncommon, it is so striking. So please hear it so that you can understand it properly and then see the wisdom of it. When our minds are diverted by so many other subjects, we cannot feel what is necessary to attain bhakti. The necessity which is required to attain bhakti is a profound yearning, an eagerness, that's the only price. When do you feel eager for something? It's when you don't have it, that you are aware that you don't have it. For instance, we have in our tradition Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi. I think in America we have also heard about this Ekadasi. We don't drink and we don't eat. It's my most difficult day in India. So then you can only drink if you want to do it traditionally the next morning. It's not necessary that everyone does it. I'm just giving an example. So the next morning, no one has to tell me, please drink, it's healthy. I'm eager to drink. I'm done fasting a whole day because my water supply is on zero. I feel an emptiness in myself, and therefore I spontaneously take to the drinking activity. Or when someone is hungry, I heard in America we don't know what this word means, but if someone is really hungry, you don't have to tell him, eat, eating is also there, you know. He will just, all his senses will go for, there is a man, the food, because he is empty. If you want to have eagerness for the Lord, face the emptiness which is in your heart. You all, without exception, we all, without exception, have a hole in our heart. It's God-shaped. It can only be sealed when the Lord comes back in our heart. It takes His place. Then, as long as we have the hole in our heart, most of the people who feel this emptiness, this, as Sigmund Freud would say, dieses zivile Unbehagen, that's a German word, it's a civil unrest, this feeling is something is not alright in my life. I'm not happy. I'm not really. I'm just so agitated, so nervous, and so on. This Unbehagen, it's called a snowboard. Unbehagen is in English, but I don't know it. Unbehagen is the feeling of, yes, ill at ease, you would say in English. This, you can do two things. You can divert yourself from it and just try to put new movies, new forms of sexuality, new diversions, cars, and so on, and try to close that hole, or you can be a serious person and dare to face emptiness. And from this type of emptiness, it's a spiritual emotion. From this type of emptiness will spring forth yearning or desire to close the hole. Then the only remedy that is to bring Krishna into the heart. And this is possible by surrendering means you give up all these diversions, all these cheating yourself with toys which can't fulfill the promise to make you happy. You give that up for a moment and you say, I have come to the position in my life where I really know I need your help. There's a famous movie which came from America. Pray and be happy. Or what? Eat, pray, love. Eat, love, pray. Yes, that's how I also heard it. Famous movie in America. I have not seen it, but I've looked into the book where the author writes. So, very nice lady who has written this, that she felt her marriage was not really satisfying, and she looked into it and saw, my God, I married to the wrong person. And instead of, you know, running away from the fact that something needed to be changed in her life, she went into the restroom of all rooms, and she kneeled down on the floor, and she was not shy to pray to the Lord, please help me, I need a solution. And she said from that moment on, she was guided until finally she started to take the spiritual life and learn from a guru in India. This lady confronted the whole. She was not prepared to any longer divert herself with nonsense or with diversions. She was ready to feel the emptiness. Then yearning comes, and when you have your desires intact, and you are no longer a slave of false desires. Do you know what that is? You know, this unwanted desire that you already know it won't make me happy, but I have to get that new computer. Slave of wrong desires. If you are no longer willing to divert yourself, then, it starts in all earnestness, your spiritual life. So on this day, it is pretty simple. You shut off your mobile phone and your other diversions, and you just pray to Radharani, I am yours, and then you are accepted. There's a similar prayer in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, oh my dear Lord Krishna, for so many long years I have forgotten you while staying in this material world. But today I turn to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. That is done. If this can come from your heart, it means a heart which sees the necessity, it is very good. I would like to tell you my favorite story about Srimati Radharani, which will illustrate how if you can once turn to her in earnestness, you will make tremendous advancement. The wind of blessings will storm into your little boat, into your sail, and just carry you over to the other side, to the side of pure Krishna consciousness. I would like to tell you, this is my favorite story about Radharani, and somehow I must tell you I have faith in this story because something happened in my life which is a little private. I don't think you are interested in my life because it's very insignificant. But so it's a surprise to say something happened which convinced me. It's like this. There was once a jackal, apparently a she jackal, who was on a journey and became extremely thirsty. So she arrived at a lake, it's called Shivankori, the lake. It is about 400 meters away from the sacred point of Radha, Radhakuri. And she drank. It was a long, long journey where finally at the end she found water to quench her terrible thirst. But as it happens, she was seen by some boys of Radhakuri, some boys, these boys, who saw the jackal as some unwanted guest. In India, jackals are not welcome because sometimes when babies are left unattended, they actually attack babies and kill them for food. They're not appreciated as we can understand. So these boys armed themselves with sticks and all ran to the jackal and started to beat the jackal. The jackal howled and ran away until it found shelter in a foxhole. But as the jackal was hiding in this foxhole, these boys brought a dry wood and ignited the wood so that smoke came and drifted, and they took blankets and, you know, waved the smoke into the foxhole. And the poor jackal was getting tears in his eyes and coughing and wanted to escape, but there were these boys with these club-like sticks before the entrance. And the jackal again let loose one desperate last howl before she would die. So at that time, Radharani, queen of Vrindavan, was walking at her favorite point, Radhakund, and the howl was so loud it reached their ears, and she said to one of her attendants, Srimati Lalita, her gopi friend, "Oh, Lalite, someone is in distress at my sacred lake. Please go and save that person." Lalita went and looked, and then she saw what was going on. She came back to Radharani and said, "Radharani, this is an ordinary village scene. Some boys have surrounded a jackal, drove her to a foxhole, and they now want to kill it. They want to smoke the jackal out, and then she jumps out because the smoke is too much. They will club it down." The village scene. Not a person, it is just a jackal. And I said, "The jackal who came to my shelter, bring the jackal to me." And Lalita disguised herself, she hid her divine effulgence, and went to the boys and said, "Hey boys! Boys, go, let the jackal live. Here, you take some Sunday sweets and you go home." And the boys, maybe she did it like in an Indian way, like this, you know, maybe she did this. And the boys went away and ate their Sunday. So then Lalita took the jackal and said, come. "My mistress wants to see you, spiritually now." And brought the jackal to the lotus feet of Radha. Radha saw the jackal and took a lotus, a toy lotus, it's described. She has this lotus. Often it's a blue lotus which reminds her of Krishna. Krishna has another lotus, a golden lotus, which reminds her him of, you know, everything. So she touched the forehead of this jackal, poor jackal, with this toy lotus, and upon the divine touch of Srimati Radharani, this jackal transformed and took on her eternal spiritual form, totally liberated from the jackal body, and went back home, back to Godhead. This is my favorite story, because I feel like that jackal in my life. Yes, I'm on the spiritual path. Yes, I'm trying to serve. Yes, but I have also my conditioned nature, in New York English, my stuff, which is with me. You know, my baggage, psychological baggage is there. Complex Western mind. Huh? Maybe you also have one and can sympathize. I feel like finally I have come to the lake of pure water of Krishna consciousness, but I'm not yet at ease. I'm not yet in full bliss of Krishna consciousness. It's not yet there. In fact, I feel sometimes the smoke of bewilderment biting my eyes and distorting my vision. Even though I have taken shelter at the lotus feet of a very powerful, in my eyes, the greatest saint who has come, I still feel sometimes unwanted and criticized and misunderstood, like that jackal. I know in my life that I'm desperately in need of something which is more than my own efforts will ever be. And on this sacred day of Radhastami, I feel great relief in the heart. I feel here's mercy going on. I want to tell you a story from the airplane. We were peacefully sitting in our airplane, and one of us had brought a little altar, so we put it on the table that is served with the food and the water. We put a nice cloth with the names of Radharani, then we put the pictures of Radha Govinda. We knew we would soon come to them and have the darshan, picture of Radha, picture of Srila Prabhupada, and we sang in hushed tones because we didn't want to, you know, be censored for loud singing and dancing in the airplane. So we sang mildly our songs to praise Srimati Radharani, and I noticed how two stewards, you know, who give you the water and the orange juice and all you require during the flight, how they came and they stood and they looked at the pictures and they felt the atmosphere. And later I went to answer a small call of nature in the back of the plane, and these flight attendants called me and said, "What did you do? There was such an atmosphere." Well, we never had this on continental air flight. You can come for free, but come every time we fly. There's a lot of pressing engagements are also there. The atmosphere is so good. I feel reminded. And one says, "And your color? What color you have?" "I have the color of my happy room. I have a happy room in my house where I go when I feel depressed." And I thought, how creative. This color reminds me, but now I'm even more happy than I am in my happy room. I said, "Today, is a good day for feeling happy. The most merciful compassionate side of the Lord is appearing. See, Krishna often has a fatherly love. That means Father loves us when we bring good notes, right? Fatherly love, conditioned. He says, first you surrender unto me, then I will deliver you. Radha, Rani, is his female counterpart. And she has a motherly love, unconditioned, very good for us who are not having 100% qualifications always. Very good, this motherly love is required, very much required. I know I was a very mild boy. I would always climb on the highest tree and sometimes fall from them. And my father was very stern, very good German father, strong education, and I was always breaking the rules of Germany, you know, climbing on the trees and doing this and that. Anyways, you know. And my father would sometimes give me the German education. You come over my knee, boy, you don't know your limits. And then it was 5 minutes. Strong German education. And I would cry. I would say, this time I won't cry. I won't give him the pleasure. But I would cry. And then he would also cry. And he would say, son, do you know why I do this? I do this because you need to know your limitations. And then something will come out of you. I'm only doing this for your good. You will see. And it was good. I appreciate this very much. But my mother, after each one of these educational sessions, she would always call me, and she had always made my favorite pudding, and she would feed me pudding, and I would cry a little, and then I would eat a lot, and then misery was over. So father's love is all this a little bit on conditions. Mother's love is unconditional. And this is Srimati Radharani. So today, I request all of you to take a minute of your busy life, go before the altar, and pray your prayer to Srimati Radharani from your heart. And you will see miracles unfolding in your life. Really, it's not an empty promise. Those who have done this at an appearance day of Srimati Radharani have seen that their life, their slowly flowing life, started to rush forward like a healthy flow of clear water, which is released from the dam. The dam of material consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang about Srimati Radharani and worship about Radharani a song. Radha bhajane adi mati nahi bila Krishna bhajana tabe akara na gela. If the desire to serve Srimati Radharani does not appear in my heart, then my worship of Krishna is simply useless. You know, he reiterates this point from Sanat Kumar Samhita. You can't please Krishna without pleasing his most beloved. So if I don't have this desire for Radharani in my heart, my worship of Krishna is simply useless. Just as one cannot see the sun without first seeing the sunlight, huh? In the same way, I do not see Madhava without Radha. Huh? You come from, you know, the morning, it's a dark morning, the sun has not risen. You will first see the sun light, the rays of the sun, before you actually see the sun. Because only by the light of the rays can you see the sun itself. So this example is there. You must first go to Radha, then Krishna. That's why we say Radha Krishna. First Radha, then Krishna. In London, my exalted spiritual master gave a lecture. He said, if you want to offer a flower to Krishna, he said, first Radha, I am here a flower. If I am giving this to you, you can give it. He said, tell your Krishna about me. You tell. I'm ignorant. I'm not good. You are. Those who worship Madhava, means Krishna, alone are ignorant. They simply neglect Srimati Radhika out of mundane pride. But if you develop your pride in being Srimati Radharani's exclusive servant, then very quickly you will meet Gokula Krishna. Gokula Kana, he said. Radhika Dasi Adi Hayabhiman. You know, the Abhiman means the conception, the inner feeling. I am a Radhika Dasi, I'm servant of Radharani. Then very quickly you will meet Krishna. Brahma, Shiva, Narada, the Shrutichari Rishis, and Narayani honor and worship the dust of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. Do you know this? Brahma once came to Vrindavan. Krishna had not yet appeared, Radha had not yet appeared. And he wanted to render some service to Radha and Krishna. And he prayed to the Krishna in, how do you say, Goloka Vrindavan. My dear Lord, I know soon you will appear. What can I do to please you? And Krishna said, don't please me directly. Do something to please my beloved Srimati Radharani. She needs a place to dwell. You please take your four heads, good heads. Brahma has four heads. It's a lot to do, a lot to manage. Four heads. You know, he's the creator of the universe. That's a lot of work. He's the CEO. You know, CEO. So you take your four heads. And you bow down, Mr. Brahma, Mr. Creator, to my most beloved Srimati Radharani. And these four heads, big heads, will become the hills on which Srimati Radharani's wonderful palace will be built. And Brahma said, Tathasu, that when you climb up the hills of Vashana, that's the town of Radharani. You climb that up, at the entrance you will find a deity of Lord Brahma with his four heads. And before him you will see a miniature. Can you please help me with the English word? Is it called miniature? Mini four hills. You will find with your own eyes, you can see. And then you see the big hills, like little mountains. They were done and created as a service of the creator of the universe, to Radharani. Because even Brahma worships the dust of Radha's lotus feet. But then Brahma thought, I should also give something to Krishna, who will appear here. So he went to the Nanda Baba, the father of Krishna, and he said, here, I give a flute in your deposit. This flute is for Krishna. He will like to play flutes when he appears. You say, this is for Brahma, this flute. Well, very good information. The main point is here, even Brahma worships with his head the dust from the lotus feet of Radharani. Radharani used to play, Varanya used to play on the hills and touch the dust of the hills to tell you the divine lotus feet. My dear devotees, I want to add now, dear devotees and friends, oh, God in time, wow, this will give pleasure to Rama Bhadra Prabhu. I want to end with a very important point. If you have not carefully listened so far, or if you have your mind was unattentive, please zero in now in the information. This Radhastami should be your Radhastami. It should be your personal celebration in your spiritual life. It should be your personal experience of mercy. It should be something which you can really, which can really help you to move onwards in your spiritual life. And therefore, I suggest now a little prayer for you. I request you to now turn a little bit towards the altar. I'm not talking about the flame. Can you go high a little bit? And we will sing now the Hare Krishna mantra. In this Hare Krishna mantra, you find 8 times. Let me count. I want to be sure. The name of Radha once more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes, 8 times the names of Radha Rani. Hare means the address of Radha. No? So it can also mean Hari, but today is Radhastami. Special emphasis on Hara. So I request you to sing this. We have brought a wonderful Radha for this prayer. And during this Radha, I request you to become specially mindful of addressing addressing Srimati Radharani and pray your prayer. I can do something. Do you all know the chant Hare Krishna? I think, yes. I'm always mindful of the new guest. Just chime in. We also need to do a little thing with the harmonium. Yes, there are our sound technicians who can give a little bit more sound to the harmonium, please. It's a very prayerful song. And you kindly again bring yourself to this space here. It's the appearance day of Radha. A lot of mercy is flowing here. A shower, a rain shower of mercy. So kindly sing the mantra and access this rain shower. Bring the cup of your heart and really sing from the heart. Acharya Gopi Acharya.